From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says there are strong indications there was a terrorist attack in London today. A man was hacked to death in the street close to a military barracks, and he may have been a serving British soldier. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
It happened early afternoon, local time, in the South London neighbourhood of Woolwich. Witnesses say two young men rammed the victim with a car and then attacked him on the sidewalk. One witness said they killed him with knives and a machete and dumped his body in the middle of the street. The attackers didn't try to escape. They brandished their weapons, including a handgun, and encouraged confused onlookers to film them. One passerby captured this footage, apparently of one of the attackers. It was broadcast by Britain's ITV News.
I apologise that women had to witness this today, but in our land, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your governments, they don't care about you.
When armed police eventually arrived, the two attackers charged at them, says witness Graham Wilders.
They actually went for the police with the machetes, the knife and the handgun. They didn't really care.
The police shot and injured them. A local politician says he was told the dead man was a serving British soldier. This hasn't been confirmed. Speaking in Paris, Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, said his government's urgently seeking the full facts, but there are strong indications this was a terrorist attack.
People across Britain, people in every community, I believe, will utterly condemn this attack. We have had these sorts of attacks before in our country, and we never buckle in the face of them.
Cameron's cut short his visit to France to return to London. Ministers and security chiefs are holding emergency meetings of COBRA, the government's crisis response committee. The full picture's still not clear. Many British military personnel have died in Afghanistan and Iraq in recent years. The worry for the British is that this incident may signal the return of a tactic used years ago by Irish Republican militants, premeditated attacks on British soldiers inside England. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.